What do you actually own? I'm Chuck Bentley with my money live from Crown. John Peterson wrote a song that begins, "He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine." The lyrics come from Psalm 50, verse 10 and 11, which says, "Every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine." Then in Haggai 2:8 we read, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty." It's all His. Do you remember when Abram and Lot divided the land? Lot chose what looked to be the best, the well-watered land. But God told Abram to look around and all would be given to him. That's the principle of abundance. Abram could let go and trust God. Years ago, I met a man in Singapore volunteering for Crown. He had once been listed on the Forbes 400 richest men in Asia. When I met him, he had lost all his worldly possessions. I asked him if he was bitter for losing everything. He said no. I'd been a real estate developer worth over $1 billion, but I wasn't happy because I wanted more. I became greedy, took crazy risks, and borrowed far too much money. Now I live a humble life telling people about God's goodness. I told him he seemed joyful, and he replied, "I am. The Lord disciplines those He loves, and He must love me very much." He taught me that we can have an abundance mentality without being greedy. We own nothing, but we serve a God of abundance. Saving helps eliminate financial fear and grants hope. Once you save $1,000, you'll be better off than 40% of the Americans who save nothing. Check out the Eli app today and download it at crown.org. That's crown.org.